Welcome to Renew Devotionals. And this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the books of Ezra and Nehemiah as we continue on in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 8 through 9.
Remember the word which you commanded your servant Moses, saying, "If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote part of the heavens, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell."
Sometimes we get to experience a surreal sense of purpose in our vocations. Times like these are rewarding and satisfying. Think the medical researcher finding a cure for a disease. The full-time mom seeing her kids be kind and loving to each other. The student feeling clarity and direction about how their studies will prepare them for their goals. But other times, the effort we're putting into our vocations can feel almost purposeless or like a waste. When the work project you've spent countless hours on falls through. When the people you've been trying to reach are indifferent to your efforts. When the mundane task of caring for little children feel unnoticed and trivial. Is there a way to work out of the discouragement or despair we might feel in times like these? The books Ezra and Nehemiah shed some light on this topic. To first set the scene, the Israelites have just returned to their land after years of exile. Exile that was the consequence for their persistent sin against God. When the Israelites arrive, they find their beloved home in ruins. These books, Ezra and Nehemiah, tell the story of the reconstruction of their community and their capital, Jerusalem. The process begins with hope as the people start working to rebuild the temple. An Israelite priest and scribe named Ezra instructs the Jewish people in God's ways as they seek to restore their community. Another Israelite named Nehemiah is commissioned to rebuild the city's walls. Ezra and Nehemiah share a passion. They both intensely desire for the people to live faithfully to God so that they all might continue to dwell peacefully in the land God has given them. But the story takes a turn. The people get discouraged. The state of the temple is pretty disappointing compared to the glory of how it used to be. With so much to rebuild, I bet the Israelites struggled with feeling things we often do when we're discouraged. Things like, is my little role really making a difference? Or is all this hard work even worth it? Eventually, this perspective gets the best of the Israelites. They claim to not have the resources or capacity to continue working, and they abandon the temple project. They grow apathetic towards restoring a community that lives faithfully in a relationship with God, and their lives become characterized by disobedience to God's word yet again. But this is not the true ending of the story. The last book of the Bible records the Apostle John's vision of the true ending, the climax that all of history is headed towards. Describing the end of time as we know it, John says, "And God showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. It had a great and high wall." So what do we see in this vision? We see that God ultimately fulfills the role of building the holy city. The New Jerusalem mentioned in this passage refers to the restored world that Jesus will create when He returns again. In this restored world, or this holy city, those who have trusted in Jesus as their Savior will live with Him in peace and security for eternity. Sounds like what Ezra and Nehemiah were after. What about the temple? Well, in this restored world, there will be no temple because the whole world will be the dwelling place of God. God's presence will fill the whole earth, and God's people will be with Him face to face, intimately connected at all times. The Israelites' discouragement and failure didn't have the last word. God is fulfilling the job of rebuilding and restoring His people and world, a process that began at Christ's resurrection. Every Good Endeavor is a book by Dr. Tim Keller on the topic of work. And in it, Keller retells the short story called Leaf by Niggle, originally written by J.R. Tolkien. Niggle is an artist who works meticulously on a painting of a tree, but he only completes the painting of one single leaf in his life. Towards the end of the story, Niggle is taken on a train to a place that represents heaven, and surprisingly, he sees the tree he never finished in his lifetime complete and perfected. Listen to what Keller draws out of this story. He says, "Once or twice in your life, you may feel like you have finally, quote-unquote, gotten a leaf out. Whatever your work, you need to know this. There really is a tree. Whatever you are seeking in your work, the city of justice and peace, the world of brilliance and beauty, the story, the order, the healing, it is there. There is a God, there is a future healed world that He will bring about. And your work is showing it in part to others. Your work will only be partially successful on your best days in bringing that world about. But inevitably, the whole tree that you seek, the beauty, harmony, justice, comfort, joy, and community will come to fruition. If it were up to us alone to do something meaningful and weighty with our lives, think about it. That would bring a lot of pressure. The reality that God is at work in our work, that He's using our efforts and redeeming them, weaving them together in His plan, even when we don't see it. Now that's a liberating reality. It is on God to bring cosmic restoration. Tim Keller says, "If you know all this, you won't be despondent because you can get only a leaf or two out in this life. You will work with satisfaction and joy. You will not be puffed up by success or devastated by setbacks." Maybe you're thinking all this doesn't apply to you because your work doesn't feel spiritual. But I want to remind you that the Bible says we can do everything for God's glory. This includes changing 100 baby diapers, doing your math homework, showing respect to a difficult coworker, leading a small group of 5 middle schoolers, anything done out of obedience to God, out of love for God, in dependence on God, all of this brings glory to Him. God is working in and redeeming all of it to display His glory in a way that will take our breath away when we get to heaven. So now take a moment to go to God in prayer and surrender your work and your efforts to Him, trusting Him to use them. As you worship with this song coming up, let it come from a place of thankfulness for God's faithfulness. His faithfulness to redeem all our efforts for His glory.
To encounter You and let go of the things that I thought I knew. To understand Your heart. you incarnate, the one and only.